Hello, hello, hello. This is Tandika, also known as Brown Sugar, and welcome to I Thought I Had This Figured Out. So I want to talk to you guys about this date I recently went on, Friday night actually. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the conversations that transpired and how we connected. So we met on Hinge, and at first his profile was very intimidating. He didn't smile at any of his photos. There was no pictures with him in a group setting. It was just him in like this very high-end, expensive living room setting. And he's a luxury designer, so I guess it was his workplace that he was taking these photos at and posting them. So there was no real personality shown in these. But he did seem interesting, so I decided to go ahead and match with him. Now we match, he reached out, and the conversation wasn't too long. It lasted for like about a few days before we decided that we wanted to exchange numbers and possibly meet in person. Now, he did express that he does not like to have long conversations before the initial meetup, and I get it. You want to meet the person first, as a lot of people do. A lot of people don't want to get invested or having like a pen pal, and then all of a sudden you meet in person and it's like, I'm good, you know. Some people sound way better on pen and paper, through the computer screens, through the phone screens, than they do an actual person. Some people are really shy, very timid, but whatever. So after we exchanged numbers, we were planning on where we should meet or how we should meet. And he was going about things a bit fast. It seemed like he had like a quota to reach. I don't know. It seemed like a business transaction. It was giving weird vibes, but I was like, whatever. So now he brought up meeting at his house. Now, one thing I need you guys to know, men, whatever. I know it's COVID times. I know. But as a first meetup, it should not be at your fucking house. No. Unless you both plan on smashing or something. Like, that's a bit weird. That's fucking weird. That's weird. Like, I don't know what you're gonna do. I don't know if you got roaches. I don't know if you got rats. Like, I don't know if you're a serial killer. Like, I'm not. Stop doing that. Stop asking women to come to your house. Stop being cheap. Okay? You could meet up at a coffee shop. It doesn't have to be a restaurant. It does not have to be dinner at the meetup. It doesn't have to be at night. It could be early in the day. Yes, it can be daylight in a public setting. It could be at a library. Whatever. Just not at your crib. Unless you're cool with it and it's like whatever, but stop doing that. Stop asking me that, because I'm going to say no. That's what I'm going to say. But anywho, he expressed that, you know, he wanted to meet up at his crib, and I told him no. So then he decided to pick a location close to his house. And originally, there was this one place that he decided that was like at the corner of his house, because he has school and work. And he didn't want to go too far or something of the sorts. I don't fucking know. I just think he really wanted to be close to his house for a nightcap. I really do. But I wasn't falling for it because I don't got time for that shit. I really, really don't got time for that. But yeah, so the initial meetup I canceled. I was tired. I was exhausted. I didn't want to meet up with him. So we rescheduled. We rescheduled to meet up the following week. Now, in between the time we exchanged numbers and the actual meetup, we did have small conversations in between then, and he expressed that he loved my nose piercings, he liked big girls, how he likes smoking cigars. He doesn't smoke cigarettes, because I did see on Hinge they have like a little smoking symbol. They have like a cigarette, a weed symbol, and then a pill for hard drugs. And he had, for the cigarette part, yes, but in his mind it was for the cigar or just smoking in general. So I wanted to clarify that, because I don't date people that smoke cigarettes. Mm-mm, I don't do that. So smoking weed, it's okay. It's not excessive, but I'm with it. So we talked about a few museums and, you know, what we're gonna do as far as like this meetup. So we did decide on a bar, or he decided on this bar very close to his home, like I mentioned earlier. And it was like 14 minutes away from my house, so I didn't mind the little commute. I just thought it was interesting that he wanted it to be close to his home, as it was a convenience to him. But anywho, I canceled on him and met up the following week, which was this Friday that just passed. Now, we barely spoke from the time that I canceled or rescheduled the original day we were supposed to meet up. We barely spoke, so I really didn't want to meet up with him. I'm not gonna lie, but I was honestly bored. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I was bored, so I was like, fuck it, let me just go out, meet, have a drink or two, and then call it a day. Let's see, who knows, he might be the one, he might not be the one, he might be the one for that night, and that's it, nothing further. So he picked another location, not another location, but another bar to meet up at, and it was literally across the street from his house. So he just didn't want to go far. He didn't want to go far. Whatever. So we met up around like 10 o'clock, I want to say. And being that he lived right there, he should have been at this location before me, if I'm being honest. If I have to drive 14, 15 minutes to this spot and you have to walk across the street, I shouldn't have to wait for you. But guess what happened? I did. I parked and I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm across the street from the place. I told him what I had on, whatever. He's like, okay, I'll be there in a second. What you mean you'll be there in a second? Your ass supposed to be already in this bar. My guy, you're supposed to be in this bar. You live across the fucking street. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Whatever. I got in. Chill spot, you know. There's a few people in there. It was freezing. It was so cold that night. Oh my God, it was so cold. But I'm at the bar. And then I told my friends and cousins. I already sent them a blast text of what he looked like. And where I'm gonna be meeting this person up at, and a lot of them already have my location on, because I don't play that. You're not about to kidnap me, bro. We're not doing that. Mm-mm. It's 2022. We're not doing that. So I told them the time that I was gonna leave, 2 hours max, and I'm out. So, you know, whatever. So they checked up on me. I told them when he arrived. Whatever. So now the conversation is about to start. The real conversation. And boy. It was a hot fucking mess. But one thing I look for when I go on these dates or I have these interactions with men is chemistry. There have to be some sort of chemistry and compatibility. One might overweigh the other, that's fine, but those two need to be there. Those two. Of course, you have, you know, the attractiveness, the characteristics, all of that other stuff. But the top two is that. And it wasn't there. It was not there. I didn't know what to say. I tried to be funny. He wasn't getting the jokes. He said he loves nice things, beautiful things. And I said, oh, so you won't have an issue liking me. I said that. And he said, oh, no. I think you're very beautiful. I said it was a joke. Like, it dead ass was a joke. Like, how are you not getting my jokes? My jokes are fire. How are you not getting my jokes? You know, like, it was just, I don't know. We moved from the bar and went to the table by the window because I wanted to sit down because my leg was acting up. Not gonna get into that. So we sat down, we started talking, and the only thing that he did that night that I actually liked was whenever I started to talk, he would lean in. He seemed very attentive. He would lean in and was showing that he was listening to whatever it is I was saying. That I liked. But other than that, I didn't really get much out of the day. I really, really didn't. We talked about meeting up again. He said he wanted to see me again. And I told him I have to check my schedule. He felt a little offended by that. I'm not sure why. He has a fixed schedule. He knows when his classes are. He knows what time he has to go to work. I'm an entrepreneur, so my schedule is all over the place. Sometimes I make plans with people and I forget that I make plans because I don't write it in my damn calendar. So now I have that to pretty much base, you know, my meetups or my meetings or whatever, how I can meet up with these people. So I told him next week and he was like, oh, that's too far away, whatever. He wanted us to hang out a little bit longer. The bar was closing up like at 12 o'clock and it was like 11:50, and I wanted to go home. I did not want to go to another spot. I didn't, but he wanted to hang out longer. He was like, I'm not gonna ask you to come up to my house because you already expressed that you don't want it. I'm not coming upstairs. I don't know if you try to get me drunk, but I'm not coming upstairs. I'm not. He was like, oh, I'm not pressured. I'm not trying to pressure you to sleep with you because I could get anybody to sleep with if that was the case. And I'm sure you could get anybody to sleep with if that's the case. What? Just shut up. Just shut up. The fuck are you saying? Oh, gosh. I made up my mind that I'm not gonna see him again. I'm not. I think I'm good. I'm gonna tell you why. So we got up. He was like, oh, let me get a hug. I gave him a hug. He's 6'4". And I'm mad short. I'm 5'5". So I give him a hug. And then he reached in for a kiss. So I gave him a kiss, a peck. But in my mind, I'm thinking it's a peck. That nigga took his tongue out. And that shit was fucking slimy. Oh, my God. I can't. What's with these niggas and this, like, extra saliva? Like, what is it? Swallow that shit. What the fuck? That is nasty. Ugh. my thing is, if the vibe isn't there or whatever, why are you kissing me? Like, why are you kissing me? Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, I was trying to get the conversation to flow because I didn't want to feel like my time was fully wasted. But honestly, it, whatever. I guess I did it for the story. But why do you feel that it was a tongue kiss type of mood? Like, where did you get that at? Because it definitely wasn't given that. It absolutely was not. I need you guys to know when the right moment is and to read the room. Don't force a kiss just because that's what you want. Like, no. 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 I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, Lord Father. This ain't it for me. So I told him multiple times, I'm not staying out later. He kept asking, I'm not staying out later. This is one thing I notice with these type of men, and I'm not sure if he's like a narcissist or what, but if I'm saying no, I'm saying no. Doesn't matter how many times you're gonna ask, I'm not changing my answer. I'm not changing my response. It's a no. So stop asking. Stop asking. That's weird. I need y'all to stop being weird. I need y'all to use y'all common sense. Do I have to go into why I'm saying no? I definitely do not. I definitely do not. So he decided to walk me to the car. He walked me to the car. I said, are you going to open the door for me? He said, yeah, I'll lock the car. I'm like, I'm standing next to it. It's a key fob. All you got to do is just touch the doorknob and it opens. So he opened it for me, hug. He gave me another kiss. And I told him it's freezing to hurry up and run home because it's cold. And I'll text him when I get home. I got in the car. And I told all my friends, everyone, that I'm in the car and I'm heading home. And I let them know when I'm heading home. And that was that. So the next day, we talked for a little bit, a tiny bit. We talked that night. And I was hungry. I told him I reached home and I was hungry. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, well, we should have got pizza. And I was like, crap, I forgot you mentioned pizza. Because pizza would have been amazing right now. Like, I was starving. But whatever. We talked that night for like a little bit in text. And then I went to sleep. And the very next day I hit him up like in the afternoon or something. It was like, hey, how are you? He reached back like a few hours later. And asked me if I worked that day yesterday. And I said, no, I didn't. I took the day off, but I'm most likely going to work tomorrow. And he said, let me pull up my phone. Because y'all going to think I'm fucking lying. Y'all going to think I'm lying. Now, this is the very next day, and I'm going to read the text messages. So I said, hey, I'm not going to say his name. He said, hey, how are you doing? I said, I'm good. How are you? He said, I'm pretty much well. Then I said, that's good. He asked me if I was working today, and I said, no, but I'm working in the morning. Why? He said, well, you said that we can't see each other till next week. And I said, correct. I was relaxing today. Haven't taken a day off since I was sick last month. Is that okay with you? Then he said, it's not okay with me. I'm pretty much home since the morning doing nothing. This nigga trying it. I don't know who the fuck he think he is. But he picked the right motherfucking one. So I said, well, let me tell you something. You being home has nothing to do with me. Nothing. I don't have to tell you what I'm doing. I don't have to be with you all the time. I don't even know you. I don't even know you. So you're saying you're home doing nothing and I'm home relaxing or whatever it is that I'm doing, that we should be in each other's space? I'm not doing that. You're not my man. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I asked him just to be nice, because a lot of people said that I could be mean. Just to be nice, I was like, okay, well, do you want to meet up? If next week is too far and you really want to see me, I can make time for you on Sunday evening. Do you want to meet up then? He said, are you going to come over? I said, if you're implying your apartment, I'm not coming over there. I'm not. We had this discussion already. We spoke on the phone later on that night, and he said he don't want to meet up unless it's in his apartment because it's too fucking cold outside and he don't want to fucking go outside. Literally like that. I said, okay, goodbye. I'm not wasting my time. Cause clearly you don't have any fucking manners. Clearly. I don't want to be at your house. We don't have to hang out. We don't have to hang out. If it's cold, I'd rather be in my house. I do. I'm not that bored. Niggas, man. I'm not going to say all. I'm just going to say a few. And he's one of them. I'm good on that. I'm good. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm really sitting here thinking, like, how you get tight because I don't want to come to your house? Who does that? And then you say, because it's cold. Again, he's thinking about himself. He ain't even thinking about me throughout this whole exchange, this whole everything. He has not been thinking about me, besides me looking attractive and him loving my nose piercings, because that's all he was talking about the whole night, and how he liked to grab things and hug things and, like, pretty much talking about my body. That's all the fuck he was saying. He didn't care about me for real, for real. And that's okay. That's okay for me to know that early on, so I can keep it pushing. I don't have anything else to say about this guy besides he's not gonna see me again. It's not gonna work out. I gave him the chance just to see maybe in person. Maybe he's dope. Maybe he doesn't know how to take photos. Maybe he doesn't know how to have, like, that presence. You know, sometimes it's hard. And I wanted to give him the chance, and the chance was given, and that's it. He's not getting any more. He's rude. He's selfish. He's not considering me or my feelings at all. And seeing this from the very first date is, it's a bit alarming. So, sounds nice that you got money. And I will pitch him the sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship. I will do that. But as far as, like, anything else, romantic relationship, we're not doing that. So let me know your thoughts, what you guys think. Am I bugging? Is he bugging? And yeah, that's it. So thank you for listening, and I will have another story for you guys next week. Bye.